Now, we're going to start out with three different words because of their accenting issues. I'm going to put three of them up. I'll start, first of all, with the word logos for word, and that's actually our paradigm or example word. The word logos, which means word. Now, here's what I'm going to do. This will be odd to some of you who've had Greek before. I'm going to start out, and I'm going to give you the plurals first. Okay? I'm going to give you this, so maybe words of words, two words, and words as objects. So, nominative, genitive, dative, and accusative, singular, plural. Here come the plurals. Logoi, logon, logois, logus. Now, this would be the nominative. It would be words, like you're using it as a subject, like words of God save. This is possession, spelling of words. This is indirect object. He gave to words power. And this is words as an object. He spoke words. Now, I want you to notice on these forms, logos, logoi, sorry, logon, logois, logus. Log is the stem. Oi, on, ois, us are the endings. There is no connecting vowel ending difference in nouns and adjectives. They're just stems and endings. So we have stems, and we have endings. Now, I want you to notice also that in each one of those endings, I'm not talking about the stem now, but in each one of the endings, there is an O vowel or a diphthong. There's oi with a diphthong, an omega, which is a vowel, and then two more diphthongs, ois and us. Now, for those of you who are accenting mavens, I would just like to point out that this, for accenting purposes, is short because it's the final two letters. This is classed as a normal diphthong. Notice it is a noun, and as a noun, it is conservative. It will not change or move its accent unless there is some absolute transgression of a more intermediate rule. All right? So it starts here as an acute on the penult. And nothing is going to prevent it from remaining an acute on the penile. Nothing will prevent that. So it just stays there. Just stays there. It's like a big fat lump. All right, now I'm going to put up another one for you. And what I'm going to do, this is our paradigm. This is the one you should use as your example. I'm putting up two more, and I'm partly putting up two more because I want to be able to make sentences here to illustrate to you. So the next one I'm going to do is, remember our friend doulos, the one, and that means slave. Doulos. This is over here, logos. All right, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to put down the plurals. Douloi, douloi, doulon, doulois, doulus. Now, note, doul is the stem, which is not the same as oduls. But dual is the stem. And we've got, now this is important. Here's the first of the kind of really important morphological points. Got the same endings on. See? Douloi, doulon, doulois, doulus. That's what it means to be part of a declension. It's like desks, wall, walls, ceiling, ceilings. The same S goes on. So, oi, on, ois, us is the set of endings for this declension in the plural. Look what happened to the accent. Douloi could stay a circumflex right there because the ultima is short for accenting purposes. On, ois, and us are long for accenting purposes. The major modification rule will not allow that, so it's got to switch to an acute. But it only does it under duress. It doesn't like that idea. All right, now, I'm going to give you a third one, anthropos, which means man in the sense of human being, like our word anthropology, anthropos. Now note here, we ought to be immediately suspicious when we have that accent three back into the noun, anthropos, because you know darn well when the ultima turns long, got to have a change. All right? Anthropoi will stay the way it is. Anthropone has got to move back. Anthropois has got to move back. And anthropous has got to move back. So, what we have here is the accent coming back. Well, let me make sure that everybody can see where this one is here. Yeah. It's got to come back on the penult because we have a long ultima and it began at its maximum. It began at its maximum. So this would be men, of men, to men, men as an object. Slaves, of slaves, to slaves, slaves as objects. Words, of words, to words, words as objects. Oi, on, ois, us are the endings. Let me go on now at this point to the singular. To the singular. And I'm going to put up the paradigm first, logos. Logos, logu, logo, with an omega and a iota subscript, and logon, with an omicron nu. Logos, logu, logo, logon. Now, this would make, I don't think I have to do anthropos here, but just to show you, I'll do doulos, and it's the same thing. Doulos, doulos, doulu, doulo, doulon. Notice that the circumflex will try to stay there. It'll try to stay if it can, because the nouns are the conservatives, okay? So it's going to, it's in the first form, doulos, doulos, and in the third, the fourth form, doulon, it'll stay there because the ultima is short, doulon. But with doulu and doulo, the ultima's long, you can't have a circumflex back to when the ultima is long, so it's got to change to an acute. Doulos, doulu, doulo, doulon. Logos, logu, logo, logon. Anthropos, anthropos, anthropu, anthropo, anthropon. Okay? Same thing. This is, logos is your paradigm. I always try to pick a paradigm in which, when I selected paradigms for this book, I pick a paradigm in which the accent does not change so that you can focus on the ending. Now, to quote Brian and Keffi, like Why did I use the plural first? Well, I'll tell you why. It took me a couple of years to figure this out, to do it that way. The difficulty with the singular is when you have no definite article yet, we do not have the word for the. What do you have to say when you have a singular? Let's take this top sentence, and we're going to do a modification of it. Now, Eden, what do you have? Men see. Men see a slave. Men see a slave. What, Keffi? Where's a from? See, that question's going to immediately arise. Well, it's best to put that question off as long as possible when you're making the presentation. It's a problem of English, not Greek. Now, why don't we use a with plurals? See, how come we don't say a men see a slaves? Well, natural development of the English language, I don't know. We use an indefinite article with singulars, but we don't with plurals. I mean, how weird is that? There are no indefinite articles at all. Well, there are no articles of any kind in Latin. Greek has definite articles and no indefinite articles. Now, I mean, think of this. This is so strange. Latin has no articles at all. Greek has definite articles, no indefinite articles. We have definite articles and indefinite articles only in the singular. And yet everybody can communicate. You know, it's the strangest thing. But when you are, now I want you to listen in terms of the alternative, Ron, the alternative sentence you gave to me. I don't want no the's here, okay? We ain't having none of them. So there are no the men. We have to wait till chapter 6 to get the, because the is an adjective. And we don't get adjectives till chapter 6. So right now, you're going to be putting in terms of your verbiage, a in the singular, nothing in the plural. Slaves see men. Men see a slave. And that's an English problem. Again, the great Brian insight here, or request, I should say, you know, should you put something in brackets or something like that? See, that's actually the same kind of question. Should you put the word A in brackets because it's not really that? No, just what we have to do in our language. Just what we have to do. So, I'm going to go back to Newt's question now before I go on. So, we must relate now the number of the verb to the number of the subject, not the object, but the subject. So, if I want to say, a slave sees men, then I'm going to do this. Doulos. Now I don't use blepousit. I use blepi, and now I would say anthropos, like that, see? And again, it's not a slave he sees. I should have thought of this before, I'm sorry. This is the perfect example of what I'm talking about in a way. What is xanthophyll? Xanthophyll. No? Come on. Somebody's got to know this. Huh? Xanthophyll? Nobody? It starts with an X? No? That is the yellow pigment in leaves? Yeah. All right. Now, okay? Now, as a matter of fact, xanthophyll is always there in leaves, but it's covered by chlorophyll. So leaves are green when they have nutrition and so on. When that nutrition begins to fade, the chlorophyll goes away and you see yellow or red or orange or something like that. So that's the way it is with these pronouns. They're sort of lurking around there. If the nouns go away, then you'd say he. But if you don't, if there's not that situation, if in fact you have expressed nouns, that will suppress any pronoun that's there. That can only arise when the pressure of an actual subject is not there. So, let's look at that top one again. I have to say I'm disappointed. It's the first class I've ever had where nobody knew what xanthophyll was. And we have scientists and engineers and stuff in here. What the heck? All right. No. All right. Now, just so we're straight on this, he sees men. A slave sees men, not a slave, he sees men. Because the xanthophyll is suppressed. Okay? Guy, go ahead. Yeah, see, exactly. So you'd have something like, like this. This comes up all the time. The centurion came to Jesus and he said. Well, it'll just have the verb. It's not going to have the centurion said. Right, exactly so. Or Jesus came, the woman came to Jesus and she asked him about her daughter or something. Right. All right, now we may have here a teaching moment. All right, let's just answer that question. There is the personal pronoun for I. It's one that you would all know. Ego, like the word ego. All right, now if I want to say something like this, I, don't tell me about that. I see slaves. Then I would say this. See, now that becomes emphatic. I see slaves. Don't tell me any different. Right. So if you wanted to say, I love you, you know, I realize, Jennifer, that there are many suitors, but I love you best. You would use ego. She'd say, ego, what's that? Is that Lego, my ego? What, you know? That is precisely right. So there are, in fact, personal pronouns, but those personal pronouns will be used sparingly only within the context of emphasis. Mm-hmm. Good. Now, I'm going to erase this part of the board. I've got up on the board in the middle our basic paradigm, logos, logu, logo, logon, logoi, logon, logois, logus. This is, Listen to this very carefully now, those of you who've had Greek before. This is the pattern in the O declension for masculines and feminines. This is not the masculine pattern. This is the pattern for masculines and feminines. Masculine and feminine. And the neuter. We are going to allow the other shoe to drop here. The